Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
And here's a sneak peek of what you'll find in this episode. Let me explain.
Yes.
Price alerts notify you when items drop to your target price. Mm-hmm. You can set them for specific products or search terms. Currently, you have no active trackers. Forget it.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast. It's a pleasure to have you all here, you returning listeners and you new listeners. It's good to have you as well. I'm the host of the show. My name is Dave Ward. Been here since season one, and now we're in season eight. Today's topic we're going to be dealing with is a brand new announcement from Amazon. Maybe something we kind of should have suspected was coming. Maybe a retooling, a redesign initiative, or something that we all had access to all along. And I've been talking about a little bit on the podcast as one of my wow moments. And that is connected with a feature that, let me get the branding right here, from the announcement on May the 13th, 2026. It is called... Oh, by the way, I'm going to start saying the wake word for the A lady. That is A-L-E-X-A, because that is big in the branding today. So just bear that in mind. And I will be talking a lot about shopping. So you probably don't want me to be buying things on your Amazon Echo. So just bear that in mind. I usually say A lady to be safe, but it's part of the branding today. So just everybody hopefully has a second to do that. And so let me say the word as it is in the marketing. This new feature is called Alexa Shopping, or different derivatives thereof. And in my experience, Amazon has no problem changing their branding naming from one moment to the next. So God help us, in the next week or two, they could change their naming again. In fact, you'll find that of something they're mentioning today as well. But it is Alexa Shopping, or its name here, Alexa for Shopping. And the article on about Amazon.com, which is kind of their public relations press release website, which you can easily Google. If you just Google Alexa about Amazon, it'll be one of the first listings that pop up. You can find out about Alexa for Shopping. And in the branding of this, it talked about replacement for or merger with Rufus. It really is a replacement. It's not a... I'm sure they took the best out of one and integrated into the other, but clearly the Alexa has been tooled from the get-go with some of this stuff in mind. So Alexa for Shopping is what we are talking about. And that press release just came out on May the 13th. Okay, so that's what we're going to be discussing this afternoon. Not a whole lot I can demo, although we will have a brief little discussion with the A-lady for a little bit about it, but mostly about what it could mean for you. It does have implications for the Amazon Echo Show line of devices that have built-in screens and a newer, supposedly fancier way of interfacing with that and accessing the entire store. And of course, that will show you display the items on there, which may be good for, I know I have some low vision users that would maybe prefer that. Of course, for the blind users, it may not mean a whole lot to you, other than you can take pictures of items, household items you may want to try and purchase on Amazon and see if it can find those for you. That's the only added benefit you get of an Echo Show is the camera built in. But anyway, I'm not going to ramble on about that. We're going to first transition for our new listeners who have never heard the show before. Welcome, new listeners. You may have heard me do segments on the Dot to Dot podcast with Robin Christofferson. Used to be a weekly show. I think he's kind of slowed that down a little bit. You may have heard me on the Double Tap show on AMI, or you may have even heard me recently on an interview with Blind Level Tech out of Colorado. Who knows where you may have heard about me, but I'm glad to have you here with us. As I said, we've been doing this show for 8 seasons. We do a weekly show, so that gives you an idea how new our material is. Every week or so, 52 episodes a year, usually around Thursday or Friday, I release new shows. This one's coming out a little bit later, and we usually do 5 to 15 minutes. And honest to God, I wish I had somebody here second chair other than the A-lady, but it's mostly just me pontificating and demoing all sorts of new features on A-Lady devices, but we also look at other virtual and voice assistants such as Gemini, and I'd love to get some equipment bought so we can try out the Home Assistant. I've had the voice apparatus here for a long time, but I need the kind of the heavier lifting component to make that work. So it's more of kind of an open source kind of approach to voice assistants, just in case you've never heard of that. The Home Assistant, it's horrible naming. But anyway, but you new listeners, if you're interested in our back catalog or you're trying to solve a problem, we have over 400 episodes in our back catalog. We deal with games, media, applications for parents, young ones, the Kids Plus system with Amazon, seniors, caregivers, all sorts of application, business environments, assisted living homes, all sorts of different scenarios for using an Echo that can be really liberating and powerful for people. I know it is for me. So anyway, anyhow, check out that